You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
About procedure to look at the going to the war. So this procedure is very interesting because usually the way that they prepare themselves to go to the war, they have to clean the rifle, polish the boots, and make sure that F-35 has enough gasoline and so on, and things like that. But here we were informed that the Kohen informs the people that if they have something that is left off, such as they build a house, they didn't move in, they were engaged and they didn't, you know, get married, or and so on, so they have to go back. But why? Because that's what Kadosh explains, because they might be very worried that if, God forbid, they get killed in the war, so somebody else is going to move in to their Beverly Hills house. So, because he's worried, so then would cause disturbance among the army. And they would not be able to defeat the enemies. So now, obviously, the question that you have, what's your question? Beautiful. So now, when they go to the war, what category this act is considered? Is it a mitzvah, or is it just to expand the country? What is it considered? Is it a mitzvah? To go to the war? No, we're talking about the subject that the Torah is explaining. We're talking about that it's a mitzvah, no? So now, if it's a mitzvah, as we know, like, you know, when people always go on a trip for semachot, so people, they have a minhag, like they give him $100 bill, and they tell him to put it in a tzedakah box or give it to the ani. Why they do such a thing? And they appoint him as somebody that is going to do mitzvah. Why? Because Gemara says, Sheluchei mitzvah einam nizurin. So that means if you, in an act of mitzvah, carrying some type of mitzvah, so you're not going to be harmed. So, but it's a very puzzling matter because if the soldiers, they're attending an act of mitzvah, so obviously, they should be protected, no? Yes? So why the Kohen send them back? He said, no, if you didn't move in to the new house or your fiancé is waiting for you, you have to go back. Why? Because you worry, ay, ay, ay. I built a house, you know what I went through, I brought all the materials from China, and you know how long it took me to get a permit of occupancy. So now somebody else is going to take over. So say, go back, we don't need you here. But why? He's doing a mitzvah. Huh?
Because that fear is contagious.
I understand, but still he's attending the act of mitzvah, we just explained. When you attend the act of mitzvah, nothing's going to happen to you. That's why you give the $100 bill to the passenger to go to the Kotel HaMaravi and give it to a poor person.
When you get worried, it takes any protection.
Wow, Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Here, the Tarsha is teaching us a very, very powerful message, and that is to be involved in the act of mitzvah is a great protection. But as long as you're not worried. But when you get worried, even though that you're occupied with the act of mitzvah, so then that act of mitzvah is not going to protect you. You follow? It's not going to protect you. Why? Because he's worried. He has the aga. He's scared. Why? Because he feels that whatever that he toiled for, somebody else is going to take over. But how about him being involved with the act of mitzvah? It doesn't count. Because when you're worried, whatever mitzvah that you do, so then it's not going to do anything for you. The act of mitzvah is going to be protective when you're not worried. Rabbeinu Ben Yishchai, Arav Yosef Chaim Baghdad, Zachuto Maren, Kol Am Yisrael. Arav says a very interesting thing. He says, Chov, as you know, Chovah. You know what it means? Chovah. Mechayev. Chov. Chov means decree. Something that you must do. Obligation. But it's a negative matter. Chayav. Because he's Chayav, he's Zakai. Chov, if you add it up, how many you get? Add it up. Chet is? 16. Yeah. Chov, the New York value is 16. So now, if you add one more to it, how many you get? One. Add the 1 to 16, how many you get? So now, Tov, you add it up, how many you get? 17. So now, Rabbi Ben Shai explains, in life, sometimes you mechayev, you have chova. What does it mean? There are decrees, whatever you can, chasu shalom be. But if you add one, that is Hashem, Ribono Sholam. If you have emunah, if you're not worried, you're not scared, you add the one to the decree, what do you get? Tov. It becomes Tov. So that means in any circumstance in life that you feel in a circumstances that you are mechuyav, you have chov, chas v'shalom, there's something that is not pleasant, is a negative, the only thing that you need to do, you add aleph to it, that is Ribono Shel Olam. Then it will turn to all goodness. Becomes completely good. And that's what the awareness should be. Always that no matter what, I'm not worried, I'm not scared, everything is going to be okay. And that's what we have to remind ourselves. And Bezat Hashem, we all merited the Shana Mane, Nachat, Semachot, Yeshuot, the Kol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.